Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Like to acknowledge as well the First Nation radio station across this beautiful country of ours, the big, beautiful Big Island of Australia, and thank you for the work that you mob do in regard to organising all our yarns and all our music and look, a voice for our people, a good platform, so Yarn Up Strong. Now, a refresh walk to work day puts mental health in focus. Save the date. That's Friday, 27th of March, okay? So don't be catching bus, don't be Ubering, don't be riding that bike. Well, you could ride a bike, but walk to work, that's what it's all about. I'm going to talk to Harold Strubby, Pedestrian Council of Australia, CEO, and I've got Harold on the line. Harold, good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Harold?
I'm based in Sydney.
Sydney, all right, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. So Walk to Work Day campaign, here it is, 27 March. So shed some light. I always say too much couch, not enough ouch, Harold. Yeah.
Movement is medicine, Trevor.
Movement is medicine. I'll take that on board. So tell us about how long has this been running for, Walk to Work, and the aid and the work behind it and the reason for it, my friend.
Well, it's been 27 years we've had Walk to Work Day. In fact, one of the first people to help us promote it was Prime Minister John Howard at the time.
Okay.
And he was talking about the beauty of being able to build walking into your daily routine.
Mm.
We know people outside the big cities sometimes have problems with public transport and are often very car dependent.
Yes.
But that in itself should be a good reason to get out of the car.
Yes.
The beauty of Walk to Work Day is, perhaps if you are having to drive your car to work, get out of it a kilometre early
and walk from there. Yes.
If you can't do that, have a walk at lunchtime, have walking meetings, walk upstairs, do anything but, you know, sit on a chair and sit in a car all day. It's sedentary behaviour and it won't help.
Sure, exactly, yeah, fantastic. And look, every bit helps in regards to, we're not talking about signing up in a gym, not talking about doing a triathlon, but inch by inch, it's a cinch, you know, just simple things, simple matters. And the fact that you get in our mind when we talk about Walk to Work Day, your mind's focused on that, and it's not a big thought process, and then you're doing it, before you know it, you're at work, and you just walk 9 blocks, getting to work, you know.
The beauty of, if you are catching public transport,
yes,
get off a stop or two early and have a walk. Do you know, there's irrefutable evidence, Trevor, that people who walk before work are not only more productive, but they're healthier.
Sure.
And the cost of mental health to the Australian community every year exceeds $39 billion.
Yes.
Now, that's why we've teamed up with Black Dog Institute.
Black Dog Institute, yep.
It's a wonderful, wonderful charity, and it helps people with mental issues.
Yeah, sure.
And the beauty of walking is it's both preventative and curative. There's so much evidence around. People who've had mental issues will just tell you that walking is the best medicine.
Yeah, beautiful.
You don't need to get on all these drugs all the time. A bit of good old-fashioned walking.
Yes.
Helps to address the problems that you might be having with mental health.
And there's not like a petition or donation thing that we sign up to do it, or how's all that work? And you have a web page or Facebook page?
Yes, you can just make a donation yourself. Just go onto our, you can either go onto the Black Dog website.
Yep.
Or ours. If you go to walk.com.au, it's all there. There's a link straight through to Black Dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can set up teams. A lot of people might say, well, let's get a team to walk to work. And yeah. You don't have to only do it on the day. You can go to training now. The websites are open. We're asking everyone who really needs to support the community and wants to support the community.
Yes.
You won't find a better way. Just put your feet first
I love that. Put your feet first. Well, we talk about one day a week. So if you look at 52 weeks in a year, there's 52 days. 52 days, 52 times you can walk, you know, if you look at it at that way, you know. So,
absolutely,
look,
Trevor.
It's a start.
Stop on the weekends.
Exactly.
Walk is the best four-letter word in the dictionary. It's right there next to love.
Yeah.
So we put
Beautiful.
Them together.
Yep.
We've got love to walk. You don't have to rush off to a gym. You don't have to drive up furiously to the gym and
exactly.
try and find a parking spot and then run onto the walking machine.
Yes.
Your footpath is your walking machine. And all you need to do is pound that pavement, get
there you
those
go.
Steps up, and you'll be a lot happier and healthier.
Well, you'll be happy too if you have to go have lunch and have fast food. Well, you can walk down to the fast food shop and walk back. That may help.
Go to the fast food and get fat. There's some alliteration for you.
All right. Yeah,
well,
beautiful yarn.
It's all about eating healthily. It's about walking every day.
Lovely.
It's about just getting those steps up. There's a lot of studies to show.
Sure.
If you just do 4,000 steps a day, you'll meet your requirements.
Yep.
But, you know, a lot of people aim for 10,000.
Sure.
Anything will do. Just any form of walking is going to help
Beautiful.
You. We promise.
Yep. Lovely. Harold, nice talking with you. Thank you so very much. Look, all the best. Have a great day and we'll talk soon, eh?
Yeah, thank you so much, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Harold Scrooby, his name is, Pedestrian Council of Australia CEO. And Pedestrian Council of Australia has announced the new look Walk to Work Day campaign, turning the spotlight onto the inferiorable benefits of walking regularly for better mental health. So good for the mind as well, good for the heart. So there it is. Let's get it together. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Jan, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Jan, up strong. Get off your chest, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yeah.
Kate. Heard someone talking, and man, I nearly died of fright. Out of the darkness came a stranger's hands, a wild, creep dodgy mane. Yaka kuriji la, yenta ko kuriji. Wilfred Lemage, Wilfred Strangways.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Baba Waya. Baba Waya, Ninu Mai Giangela, Namunia, Kaime, Inokubilu, Inokubilu, Kurusi Kakaya.
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels to come and stay with us all through this night. All through this night until the morning light.
Baba Waya, Ninu Maiti Mari. Baba Waya, Ninu Maiti Angela. Namunia, Kaye, Inoku Bilu.
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels to come and stay with us all through this night, all through this night, until the morning light.
Above the mangrove down, woke a gun hunting for the family. You know the time, right? Just look at the moon. Yellow water flowers, smell them, tell them that the mullet must be fat today. Sliding and glide on the wind of the late afternoon. Down in
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Strap on.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Uli is here on your daily program. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Communicate either way. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All topics here, live here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, so Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
There's a breed of man with a calloused hand, for his work is harder than most. And he takes a stand, not on the land, but the deck of a fishing boat. Now his specialty is barramundi, but he'll take a salmon or two. I've even been told that catfish and all go into the packaging too. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. Haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. Now they work with the tide, and tempers are tried by catfish and crab in the net. An occasional shout, how we gonna get it out? There's a bloody big croc in it yet. But a good sharp knife gets them out of strife, they'll cut the reptile free. And the skipper might swear and pull out his hair, it's a rugged old life on the sea. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. 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 So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in the flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. Now a barramundi boat is fairly small, 12 metres long at the most, with four in a crew all living on stew, for their rations are nothing to boast. And for weeks on end, these unshaven men breaking their backs for a crust, just to be let down when they get into town by an unpaying skipper gone bust. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. 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 Barramundi.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program. That's Barramundi. That's Mark A. Hunter, daily track there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bally one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumblebeep Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service in far north Queensland. It's 11:37 here. I don't know what time it is over there. Darwin, you mob, I think half hour behind us, but that's all good, but hope you will add to the conversation here. Looking at headlines for news, news.com.au, alleged bombing of Perth Invasion Day rally to be condemned in Parliament. Lydia Thorpe has erupted over the response to the alleged bomb attack on First Nation communities in Perth, while urging Parliament to condemn the incident. The failed alleged bombing of a First Nation rally in Perth has been met with double standards. Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe has claimed ahead of her moving a motion in Senate to condemn the incident. Speaking to the ABC, Senator Thorpe branded the response to the alleged bombing as disrespectful, claiming the shocking act had not been met with the seriousness it deserved and had left people traumatised. And, well, it's our Invasion Day and our day of mourning, where we have gathered for decades on the 26th of January to come together, she said, and to have an alleged homemade fragmentation bomb packed with screws and ball bearings thrown into the crowd of families and the nation fails silent. I think it is an absolute double standard and disrespect to all of those families that are still traumatised and reeling in the hurt they that this one man, one lone man, allegedly created for many people. The alleged attack on First Nation communities deserved to be national conversation, Senator Thorpe said before, criticising the federal government's response as very poor. It's all been watered down compared to other acts of violence. It was a synagogue or a mosque or what we saw at Bondi, where, sadly, you know, too many people lost their lives, she said. But if that bomb had gone off, it would have been just as bad. So there's a statement there from Lydia Thorpe. Maybe you want to add to the conversation. What's your thought there? All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number again, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bally one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM, Bumblebeep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yana Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Brothers,
brothers,
RK,
Maori woman gave all she could. Broken heart, she made you papa wild, papa no good.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Junganji, and that's Pulbara Man here on Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Text a brother as well, 045-714-0550, or a Facebook page, roll BBM987FM. Have you saying Yana Strong with the Bull Run, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, host of Your Daily Program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yeah, the industry of radio, and we're going to catch up a yarn there with beautiful young sister, I would say, my lovely niece, Tani Bully. Tani, good morning, how are you?
Hello.
Let me check your mic on. You there? Hello, Tani.
Hello. Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Now, young Tani, her first day on the job here working in media with us here at Bummer Bripper Media, she finally saw the lights out there doing other things and trying to come on radio. Tani, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
Yes. So my family's from Badu, Arab and Mornington Island.
Yes, we got a connection there, my sister. Big shout out to your beautiful mother and your family. Tani, so here you are working with us, our first day in radio. work in all different areas. Give us a bit of background in regard to what have you done. I know that you graduated grade 12 from Warri High.
Yes, yep. Warri State High School graduated, did a bit of uni, wanted to be a primary school teacher. So I studied at CQ University, mm-hmm. did a bit of studying, but because of the pandemic and it all going online.
Went pear-shaped.
Yeah.
Went pear-shaped. You know. All right.
But I did some modelling at...
Okay, of course. Look how beautiful
Kaya,
you are.
Kaya.
Big shout out, Kaya. Kansas is art fair. So you did modelling at the fashion parade there. How many years? Or
eight.
Nine?
Eight years. I know, long time.
Talk about on the catwalk. That ankle must be sore, sister. Look, congratulations. So
thank you.
You got no fear of parading in front of people.
Yeah. Hey? I like to mentor and
Yeah, good.
Help. The new ones coming through.
Yeah, lovely. Well, 8 years, you could say you're professional in that field. So young ones coming on board, and it promotes having love, respect for yourself, you know, having pride in yourself and pride in your culture, what have you. So as an Indigenous woman modelling on the catwalk, and 8 years you've done it with Kaya F. And Big Shadow said, Kaya F, you can now take younger boys and girls under your wing and guide them, direct them.
Yeah, that's it. I want to be a positive role model,
Good.
For the young ones. Yeah.
Fantastic. First yarn here on radio?
Yes, it is.
Ever?
Yep.
Hello,
Emma,
thank
yes,
you with Uncle
exciting.
Trev. Here we go, yarning up. Well, beginning is half done. You'll probably do a lot of training here, and eventually the microphone will become natural for you because you're yarning up too deadly. So with the Kai, if you're running again this year as a model?
Hopefully. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. But you're ready to go if they're keen to have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Fantastic. All right. And big shout out to Kaya, like I said, did mention. Kansas Indigenous Art Fair, been running for something like 79 years, I think it is, this year. And it operates here in Cairns. And look, it's a fantastic platform vehicle for our mob. Art from all artists from all over far north Queensland here and other states and territories as well. So Tani Bully is with us here as a new crew member learning the ropes and learning about how it all works here. And for your deadly local mob out there, you know Tani. You'll be seeing her when BBM's out there doing the outdoor broadcast and all the stuff that we do. So it's just great to have a new face on board. Tani, so vision, where do you see yourself in 2 years' time? What if you can wave a magic wand and you can be and do whatever you want to do, what would it be, Tani?
Well, I really wanted to be a teacher, but then now I'm thinking librarian.
Librarian?
Yeah, but...
You're a bookworm.
Yeah.
You
love books.
Okay, good. Rightio. Well, they say leaders are readers.
Yes.
So there you go. And reading books, I mean, like I said, we're in 21st century now. You can get a book online.
Yeah.
You know, or read the actual
e-books,
whatever. Yeah. But to them young ones out there, if you're under the age of 30, book, B-O-O-K, there's pages in it.
Yeah.
They probably don't know that. They got it all online. But what I'm saying, librarian, books are powerful. Books, so you would love to become a librarian.
Yeah.
All right.
Or something.
Well, we've got a lot of books here at Bummer Bripper you can read as well. And then knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Books can give you the knowledge power. And then when you're talking on radio, you can add to the conversation because you got more knowledge about certain subjects, you know. That's how it works. But I always said, Tani, we are students for life, are we not?
Yes, that's it.
So we can always learn, my sister. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the team here at Bummer Bripper Media. Do enjoy the journey. And Uncle Trevor's letting you know that I'm here to support you. Anything you need. I'd love to support you, especially in the National Talk space as well, National Talk Black.
Thank you, Deadly.
Too Deadly, my sister. You take care. Enjoy, okay?
All right. Bye.
Beautiful. Bye. Too Deadly. Beautiful yarn there with Tani Bully, who's joined the BBM crew. First day on the job. Great to have another deadly young sister and working her way in the industry of media, black media at that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn strong? Add to the conversation. Maybe you've got someone in your family who just finished university or just started a business. All ears here to their journey. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416. northeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and east coast waters in working time.
Hey, you Daily Mob, it's come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off. Thank you very much for your company. Look, we're back in the hostel again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, voice for our people. Do utilise it. Have your saying yarn up strong 24-7. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Otherwise, stay tuned to First Nation Radio Station. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Have a great day, and keep smiling, mob, too deadly.
Monkey and turtle, them two been gone. Them two been buying a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana for you, me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them two. Them two pulled and belly up, eh. You serve something, you serve a dump. I'm at the bully, fly, 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 fly. Chiyup, choo. Chiyup, choo. Chiyup, choo. Chiyup, choo. Monkey and a turtle. Them two go, ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. Them two pine, eh. One banana. For turtle, you stop.